Now, y'all already know what time it is because I am back again with my K-pop Demon Hunters coverage. Now, the reason I play a bomb before that is not only for the support I've received over my K-pop Demon Hunters coverage, because it's been crazy to the point where I'm thinking to myself, did I just find the cheat code?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. You know, I just got to be a little humble. But anyways, with that being said, as far as K-pop Demon Hunters, yes, we are back again to talk about it still putting up phenomenal numbers to the point where it may be the most successful soundtrack of all time. And before, people get up in arms and talk about how Saturday Night Fever, Waiting to Exhale, or other soundtracks that should be named alongside this soundtrack. I mean, you're right. But guess what? Those soundtracks came out, I believe, let me see. There's only been three soundtracks to accomplish this metric that I'm about to list out since 1958. Like I said, Saturday Night Fever, Waiting to Exhale, and now K-pop Demon Hunters, that's had three songs from an album enter the Hot 100's top 10 at the same time. So that being said, that's not all we have. Now let's transition to the movie aspect, because let me let y'all in on a little secret. I still haven't seen K-pop Demon Hunters. I know what y'all saying.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at this.
I still haven't seen the movie K-pop Demon Hunters because I was wanting to watch the movie in theaters. But guess what? It was only for a weekend. So now I only have to watch it on Netflix. And I feel like, especially, I've covered the musical offering of this particular movie, and the engagement has been so through the roof to the point where it's taken a life of its own. I don't even know how to do it justice as far as watching the movie and giving my review. So I'm trying to think of a way to do it uniquely and give it to y'all as far as my K-pop Demon Hunters movie review, because I've basically broken down everything surrounding the movie and the music in depth, because I've listened to the music. I've listened to the project a bunch of times. I mean, Your Idol, I'll be singing that every day in, day out. I just catch myself walking around the kitchen saying, preaching to the choir, can I get the mic a little higher?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Anyways, with my fandom of the soundtrack out of the way, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I still haven't seen the movie and I plan on seeing it, but I haven't seen it yet. So anyways, as far as the movie, it has garnered 291.5 million Netflix views. The most in platform history. I mean, talk about making a notorious Mass Effect on Netflix, right? 18 to 20 million box office in the movie theaters from the sing-along release. And that's what I was talking about as far as the theatrical window that I missed. They did it, obviously, for merch, but also for awards recognition. Certain award shows only award movies if they have a theatrical run. So them releasing the sing-along in the theaters and still garnering 18 to 20 million, even though it's for a weekend, I mean, that is a phenomenal impact, right? Now, let's get to the music. As you already know, four Hot 100 top 10 singles, the first since 1995. And it, of course, as far as where it's currently at in the year of 2025, September 22nd, when the K-pop Demon Hunters album, the K-pop Demon Hunters soundtrack came out June 20th of this year. It is September 22nd, 2025, ladies and gentlemen, and it is still the second most played project in the world. So when I talk about K-pop Demon Hunters, it's not from a standpoint of, oh, we're just hopping on the hot train and now we're covering it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been covering K-pop Demon Hunters to the point where you can go all the way back to June 30th. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, soundtrack came out June 20th. I was on it expeditiously. June 30th, I covered K-pop Demon Hunters originally, just talking about everything surrounding the soundtrack. And I brought up how the creators of the Across the Spider-Verse soundtrack, the people behind the scenes, that team was the same team that worked on this soundtrack. And all I was saying was, they may be some of the most talented individuals we've seen in the soundtrack industry. Because, of course, we already know Sunflower, off of the first Across the Spider-Verse animated movie. And then you had Metro Boomin's soundtrack for the second animated Miles Morales movie. And then, of course, for the third one, we don't know what they're going to do. They may pull out all the stops, right? They may bring the K-pop Demon Hunters themselves to cameo on the soundtrack. But anyways, getting back into my original coverage, June 30th, 2025, that's essentially what I was getting across. The team behind K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack is phenomenal. And then fast forward to September 22nd, 2025, it's still the second most played track in the world. And it has not one, not two, because you still have to count the Soulja Boys. Not one, not two. But then you have K-pop Demon Hunters in general, because you have to type in Hunter. Yeah, that's what it is. Hunter/X, because that's the actual artist name. So you have Golden, which is the first most played track in the world. So it's the most... Golden is the most played track, period. Out of planet Earth, if you garner up all the sales and engagement for a particular track, Golden has been number one. And guess what? It's been towards the top for at least 12 weeks. So this soundtrack has been dropping all type of bombs, from Yucatan, that's a place I made up, into all type of places. Because if you think about it, K-pop Demon Hunters not only has the girl group putting up numbers, as they have four tracks in the top 21, right? And if you switch gears to the Soulja Boys, they have two tracks in the top five, with Your Idol, my favorite track off of the soundtrack, and then Soda Pop. So now, when you're looking at the notorious impact of not only a Netflix film that's the most successful the most successful film Netflix has had ever, merch sales through the roof, every single country loves it, 4 simultaneous top 100 singles as far as Golden, Your Idol, Soda Pop, things of that nature, and what was the other track? I forget the other track. Golden, Your Idol, Takedown, and then Soda Pop. I think I said, yeah, those are the 4. And then, of course, you look at the overall connection to Sony having the same team behind Across the Spider-Verse work on this soundtrack as well. Sony may have one of the most lucrative teams behind the scenes for soundtracks in the film industry. So, yeah, with that being said, safe to say, K-pop Demon Hunters, you know how Squid Game was a huge success for Netflix? Just times that by 10 when it comes to K-pop Demon Hunters. Everything about this film has been successful. It's the epitome of success. It's the most successful content in 2025 from a musical and movie perspective. And it's going to continue to garner respect from me, because, of course, at the end of the day, this whole podcast is about the notorious Mass Effect. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack just going crazy on the charts and box office and Netflix charts? And with that being said, do you think that K-pop Demon Hunters is now unequivocally the most successful soundtrack of all time?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.